Dear Editor, I am writing to provide context to an incident that has now featured in two different letters to the editor recently by Jason Wilkinson and John Riley. The incident in question was when Wilkinson and his wife parked in a new, expecting parent parking space and were confronted about this by a young man with his toddler. I know this young man and can speak to his side of the story. I can also share, for Wilkinson's benefit, the proper pathway to obtaining a disability parking placard. New, expecting parent parking spots are not for adults with disabilities. If you are not pregnant or accompanied by young children, then these spots are not for you. The young man and his son had no intention of using this spot and were not personally inconvenienced. He simply spoke up on behalf of those who deserve to park in the spot but don't feel comfortable calling out people using the space inappropriately. If this sets an example for the man's young son, as Riley thinks, then I think it is a pretty great example. Riley may be interested to learn that this young man is a born and raised Okotokian. Don't worry, Riley, he is a solid citizen. He is also likely to call out citizens flicking away cigarette butts or not picking up their dog poop. The disability placard and parking system is well established. The blue-marked parking spots are much more ubiquitous than the new parent spaces. Wilkinson's wife can see her physician or a walk-in clinic to complete a disability parking placard form. This is exchanged at a registry for the vehicle placard. She can then enjoy accessible parking without fear of being called out by a stranger. I can understand Wilkinson's initial reaction to being admonished for this, but theirs was absolutely not a valid reason for using this spot, as he claims. The young man acted correctly, he acted like I hope I would act in a similar situation, and his son is lucky to have a fantastic role model for a father. Zach Lavock, Okotoks.